Welcome to the last episode of Pitlane Parlay in 2023. Mr. Malukas joins us. We have some sort of random trivia that Frenchie's going to go through. But first, I want David's answer on our question from last week. The most annoying holiday song is what?
Oh, boy. Dude, I'm going to honestly go for the classic Jingle Bells.
Okay.
I think it's just because it's, you know, it's such a main theme and everybody's playing it no matter where you go. You just hear it playing and I'm walking through the streets and just playing everywhere. That's probably going to be my go-to.
And what are your thoughts on the holiday classic, A Christmas Story? Yay or nay?
I'm gonna say yay. I think it's, I like it. I'm
We got a lot of shit in a group chat about how much Frenchie and I don't like that movie, but I think it's just like one of those things that, like, when I was in school, and you know, you always like watch movies right before the holidays when teachers don't want to do shit, and it was always A Christmas Story, Shrek, or shit. Something else that just like, so like I, oh, Sandlot. So like, I don't like Sandlot because I saw it 50 times, you know, before Easter break every year or whatever.
But Shrek rules. So
Shrek is fine.
Is really good.
Shrek is fine.
Shrek's good.
I don't dislike Shrek like I do Sandlot and A Christmas Story, but now that I've alienated many people, maybe I should stop talking.
Christmas Story it's more just like a classic. I don't know. It's something that I feel like you would just put in the background, low volume, and just let it play. That's kind of the type of movie it is. It's not one where you actually sit down and pay attention, heavily watch and deep. It's not like a Christopher Nolan film, you know?
Sure. Okay. I can live with that. If it's on in the background and I'm doing something, I'd be okay. I'm probably still not going to pay attention to it at all, but I could handle that at least.
I'm imagining the Christopher Nolan adaptation of A Christmas Story. That'd be epic.
It would be insane.
Can we make that happen? Like, can we start a petition to make that happen? Because I would 100%, you know, see it on Christmas Day or whatever it takes to make that happen. But Frenchie, are you excited for your holiday plans?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to see family. I think sometimes you get a little sick of certain people, right? Maybe see them too often, but usually I'm not like that with my family. I'm happy to see them and we don't spend like the entire time together. My family's pretty local to me, so we see them for the day and then go home. So I don't think I get that overwhelmed feeling of I need to go hide in the bathroom because I can't handle everyone right now. That I hear from a lot of people who have people over at their house and that kind of stuff. So I don't know what you guys are doing with that. I think Mike, I know you're spending time with your family. You're going to be all in the same place.
Yeah, we do Connecticut. We leave tonight. And yeah, I'm interested because it'll be the first time that like my girlfriend will be around my family for like more than just like, you know, 6 or 7 hours or whatever. So hopefully she can survive how obnoxious it can be. They're not obnoxious. They're just, you know, chatty and it can be overwhelming. And I'm sure like once my nephew gets there, he'll be loud early in the morning. And like, I'm not a morning person. She's definitely not a morning person. So that'll be interesting. And then we do 2 days, 2.5 days with her family and they're super awesome. So I'm not like all that worried about that, but it's going to be very tiring. And then after 5 days of that, we drive back home and she immediately goes to work like that evening. And so that's going to be hard. I feel kind of bad, but David, what are you up to for the holidays? Are you traveling?
No. So actually my family is heading to Hawaii. Yeah. My sister recently moved over there. So everybody's going to be going over there. However, from my side, I will be staying here in Indy, just because moved in, need to get the whole place built up. But I won't be spending it alone as my other sister, she'll be heading down from Chicago. So it'll just be me and my sister.
Nice.
Something a bit different, not getting the whole family together, but I don't know. Then maybe after the holidays and once I actually get things done, because I want to make sure I have everything done in the house before things start kind of kicking back up, because then it's going to get really busy and the place isn't going to be ready for a whole year, you know? So I want to make sure it's all get done and ready.
Yeah, that's fair. When do you have like your first or next like testing stuff that you need to travel for?
Well, that's all kind of a bit unknown now with the whole hybrid mess up.
Yeah,
So I
yeah.
don't really know what the deal is, and I think we'll probably get an update once, post holidays.
Frenchie, should we dive into whatever this trivia stuff is? I don't know these questions, so I don't know how to frame what we're about to do here, so I'll leave that to you.
Okay, so I know we did like Christmas trivia, I think around the same time last year. And so this year I switched it up and it has nothing to do with Christmas. It's all about racing, but it's with a December twist on stuff. So essentially, I've got five questions. I'm going to give you each some details, and you have to tell me what these dates, like who they connect to, which famous racing person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm not particularly confident right now, but let's.
Wait, okay, hold on. So you're gonna give like a specific date and or like event, and we have to relate it to a driver?
Yeah, but I'm going to give you more context than just the date. So I'm going to tell you the date and then sort of what happened on that date. And then you'll
Is
tell me which person it's associated with.
it
Oh,
okay?
God.
Well, here we go.
This might be the quickest trivia ever because probably neither of us are going to get any of these right.
I don't,
Yeah.
yeah.
You're going to know all these people, but
Sure.
I figured it was easier for me to say,
Frenchie's losing
I
his
don't know, just
voice.
happened to my voice. Sorry. I think it's going to be easier for me to tell you like the date rather than have you like tell you a person and be like, guess the date that this happened.
Okay.
So
All
it could
right.
have been harder, right?
All right. Let's make it. Let's. I was trying to say, like, instead of rock and roll, like, let's. I don't know, drop down the chimney. Okay,
Okay, wait,
let's.
but what's
That
the
sounds like a
spam of these?
euphemism.
What's the spam of these drivers that we're about to like? Is it like
Good
all
question.
history? Is it like, is it just IndyCar specific? Is it everything? Is it?
So almost all of them are IndyCar related. One person, and you'll see, is a team owner. But the span, yeah, it goes through, I mean, history, but not I'm not going back to like the 20s. Like we're not going back super far because I couldn't
Okay.
even find that much information on that.
All right. Well, I let's hope. Let's hope I can do this.
Yeah, me too.
This
Okay.
one I feel like is really obscure, but we'll
Good
start with
start.
this one.
Okay. All
Okay,
right.
so
Oh
on
boy.
December 6, 1999, an episode of the NBC sitcom Suddenly Susan, which I had never heard of, it starred Brooke Shields. Featured both Jerry Springer and this multiple kart and IndyCar driver and multiple Indy 500 winner as guest stars. So, who is the IndyCar driver, kart driver at the time, I guess it would have been, that was on this NBC sitcom in 1999? And I can give
Wow.
you hints if you need. He's a multiple Indy 500 winner.
Ari Leyendijk?
No.
Okay.
Boy.
Give me some more
But nice
hints.
hair is associated with this individual as well.
Nice hair. Okay, that's not particularly helpful for me at least,
This
but
is still so hard. Like 1999. I wasn't even alive, man. Like, I don't
oh,
know.
true. And I've never heard of the sitcom, so this one was pretty obscure, but now people are going to know that this person was on TV on a random NBC sitcom.
Wait, who is he with? What was the other person?
Jerry Springer was the other guest star.
Hey there, Cyber Wanderers. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by NordVPN, the digital guardian angel that keeps your online adventures safe and sound. Imagine a magical cloak of invisibility for your internet travels. That's NordVPN in a nutshell. It's like having a secret passage to the internet's enchanted forest. Go to nordvpn.com/parlay, and you'll get 4 free months added on to your 2-year plan. NordVPN not only shields your online presence, but also lets you teleport to any corner of the globe. Say goodbye to digital borders and hello to a world where the internet is your playground. I've recently used NordVPN to connect to servers across the world. It was like I had a virtual stamp passport stamped with digital adventures. And here's the cherry on top, guys. NordVPN is as user-friendly as a wizard's spell. A single click, and wow, you're connected. Plus, their servers are so fast, it's like having a magical steed racing through the online realm. NordVPN is all about keeping secrets, too. Your online activities remain as mysterious as a well-kept spell book. They've got strict no logs policies, and their customer support is like having a team of digital wizards at your beck and call. Ready for the magic words? Head to nordvpn.com/parlay, and you'll get 4 free months added on to your 2-year plan. And as always, there is a wonderful 30-day money back guarantee.
I don't even. I don't even.
I
know
like. I'm so stressed right now. I can't even remember like who's won Indy 500s right now. So, we're off to a rousing start.
This
Okay,
is going.
do you have another hint for us?
Trying to think of another hint that I could give you. So this individual was also, I guess it happened later on, but they married someone in the film and TV industry.
Dario.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy I didn't guess because I was going to guess something completely different. But
What was your guess?
no, I'm not going to say. All right, next.
Okay, touche.
Okay, so on December 7th, 1968, Dan Gurney won the Rex Mays 300 at Riverside International Raceway and was followed home by this member of a famous racing family who clinched the USAC championship by finishing second on that
How do you find this information? It's like so specific.
day. It was, there's not much activity in racing in December, so I had to scour the internet to find anything that was any races that took place. And I mean, a TV guest star spot for Dario Franchitti in December. That's how desperate I was getting to find racing related stuff.
Can you repeat the question one more time, even though it's not going to help me?
Yes. So on December 7th, 1968, Dan Gurney won the
Wait, when?
December 7th, 1968.
1968? Oh my
I wasn't even alive then.
But you guys know who this person is, trust me.
Sure.
Dan Gurney won the Rex Mays 300 at Riverside International Raceway. And in second place was this member of a famous racing family who clinched the USAC championship by finishing second.
I'm just gonna guess based on the timeline, Mario Andretti.
No, unfortunately, he finished second in the championship behind this person.
Okay, so it's a famous race. Is it an Unser?
Yeah.
Bobby Unser?
Yep.
Bobby Unser?
Bobby Unser, Uncle Bobby.
Listen, I am out of my depth for these.
Listen,
Wait, no, I have two
I'm just
McLaren related
guessing.
questions coming up, so I was going to
Oh
throw you a little bit of a
no,
bone here.
please. Gonna
Don't.
get me in trouble now.
Now you'll get these, I think.
Wait, can we take a break before we get to the next question? Because I'm staring at my phone right now. The blind decorating your McLaren holiday tree just popped up on my phone. That looks like an incredibly fun task to do. Was it enjoyable to blind decorate a tree, and how challenging was it?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was very challenging because they had the ornaments and didn't even have the little hook, to actually put it on the tree. So we kind of just had like shove it into the tree. So a lot of it just kept falling. And then Rossi was in charge of the wrapping to kind of get it wrapped around, and he failed like halfway through and he didn't get the bottom part. But it was really fun knowing the fact that in your mind you're visualizing how it's gonna look, and then you take
Sure.
the blindfold off and it looks nothing like what you visualized.
And is that tree decorated like in the shop still? Like, is it still like, all gnarly decorated somewhere?
Unfortunately, no. Because I mean, well, we did that. I mean, that content day, when did that happen? I think that was like October, I think. It
Damn.
was a
Okay.
long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was even before, it was like either early October or late September because we did it before Halloween.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So we did it a long time ago.
All right. Back to you, Frenchie.
Okay. So on December 12th, 1946. So this person is old. That's not something that happened on this day, but
1946?
the yes.
So like right after World War II.
My parents weren't even alive then.
No, but this driver was born on that day, right? And this person
Okay.
was the individual who won McLaren's first F1 championship. And he was also the youngest F1 world champion until Lewis Hamilton took that away from him in 2008.
Bro, who's even before? Okay, hold on. My childhood was Lewis Hamilton, right?
I boy,
What if I
Give
tell
me
you where he
a, I
was
need a hint.
born?
Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
This individual was born in Brazil.
No, I can't
Yeah.
wait.
Yeah. It's not Tony Kanaan.
They like orange juice.
Oh, I know. I'm giving the Lucas a chance on this one. I'm trying to be have my holiday cheer and let him get one of these. I'm about to text him the answer, so
No,
they had famous sideburns.
I think I know the answer when you said orange juice, but I don't I'm I don't know if I should say and get it wrong. Okay, just tell me and then I want to know if I was right.
I would guess
Okay.
Emerson Fittipaldi.
Okay, so I
That
did
is
get it.
correct. Okay.
Okay. The orange juice is what gave me. I'm not gonna lie though, everything else I had no idea what it
Yeah,
was.
the orange juice is the
But
only thing that helped me.
as soon as you said orange juice, I was like, oh, okay.
I love that that's like what he's known for, not
I
being
know.
McLaren's first F1
Nope. Yeah, I had
champion.
no, I'm not gonna lie, I had no
Or the
idea.
youngest champion. He was 25 when he won, and then Lewis Hamilton was like 23. It took forever for that to get broken.
Wow. Yeah, no, because when you as soon as you said youngest, I was like Lewis Hamilton. I'm like, wait, but how does this relate to 1940?
Lewis Hamilton never ages. He's still,
Yeah,
you know, he's
exactly.
90 years old, but he looks like he's, I don't know,
Yeah.
41 or however old he actually is.
Yeah.
He's like, no, we found it the other day. He's still under 40.
38, 41, whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, he's 40?
He's
Not
close to
yet.
it.
Oh,
He was
okay.
born in 1985, I think. I have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure he was born. I don't know why I remember years.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I did this quiz. And for me, this is like, oh yeah, this makes
Right.
sense. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So on December 16th, 1982, this legendary team principal, along with famous car designer John Barnard, bought out shares to take control of McLaren International.
Okay, wait, so now this isn't a driver?
No, it's the team owner. And
Okay,
you
wait,
were,
repeat the question then.
yeah, thank you.
okay, so in 1982, this team principal, along with car designer John Barnard, partnered to buy out the previous owners of McLaren and take control of it.
In 1982.
I have enough trouble remembering what I ate for breakfast 3 hours ago, so
I'm glad you and me can relate on that. I can't remember what I did yesterday, so hold on.
1982. Can you like, is it a current owner of any racing team?
No, but this person was the team principal of McLaren for a long time.
Ron Dennis?
Yep.
Double guns.
Listen, I would have. When did he move away from McLaren?
I think Zak Brown took over from Ron Dennis, but maybe not. I have to find that. Let me see real quick for you. He was removed in 2016 from management roles, but remained as director of the company and 25% shareholder until 2017. So that would have been when Zak Brown took over, right?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh wow. So it was right before Zac Brown.
So he had 37 years as the head of McLaren.
That's pretty impressive. All right.
Yeah, that's actually pretty strong.
Or 30-year association. I guess he was the head of McLaren for however long. Yeah, 1982.
I mean,
Okay.
that's still impressive.
This one is a little bit more recent, so hopefully you'll get this last one. This will be a little more obvious.
I'm
Okay,
not
well,
optimistic.
my hopes are low.
Okay. So on December 17th, 1980, this Indy 500 winner and IndyCar champion, who also raced in Champ Car, was born.
Wait, okay, repeat
He
it. So
drove
he
this year as well. This person who drove
drove
some
this year,
races
he
this
raced
year.
Champ Car, he and then what? He won.
He won the IndyCar Championship and the Indy 500. He's a winner of both.
How many times?
One each.
I have a guess, but I'm
Hold on, when was he born?
December 17th, 1980.
And he's won it once. Okay, hold.
Oh, I got this. But I'm gonna, holiday cheer this and give it to David.
Juan. I can't Google, can
Probably not.
No, but you've met this person. I guarantee it, you know who this
I?
is.
I know, yeah, I know. It's just there's different options. Won it once each,
Trying
the
to think of
champion.
another hint I could give.
I need like one smaller hint. I think I know who you're talking about.
They drove for one team for a really long time. So they were associated with this one team and one specific sponsor for a really long time.
And then what? They switched just with, are they?
Recently, yeah, they recently like changed teams to when they participated in IndyCar this year.
Like, how recent?
I think they had never not really driven for another team until they started this year. I mean, they had in Champ Car and stuff, I assume, but
Wait, are they
they
still
had.
driving now?
I guess that's maybe potentially they could be an Indy 500 driver next year.
I don't think my guess is right.
No, my guess is not right now. Hold on.
What was your guess?
Hold on, I'm thinking. Hold on. Okay, so 1982, 2023, that's gonna be. Hey,
Oh,
wait.
1980.
1980?
Yeah, they were born
That's
in
when they were
1980.
born.
Yeah. December 17th.
So they are what,
They
like
just turned 43.
43. Who's 43 and only won it once? And they're not driving anymore now, you said, but only a possible.
Okay, I think my guess is back on.
Yeah, I don't think they've been announced as driving anything for 2024, but they did participate in 2023.
I don't know how old the person is. Pagano?
No, that's a close guess. I think he was born in 1984.
Only won it once.
I'm trying to think of other hints I could give you for this person. Oh, okay. They are related by marriage to Robbie Gordon.
Oh, yep. Ignore the suggestion I sent you via text message. It is definitely not correct. I know what it
Now
is
you know
now.
who it is,
I
right?
know who it is now. Yeah.
When
Yeah.
you texted me that, I knew it wasn't, it
No,
can't
I
be.
want to
Yeah.
know who you said.
My guess originally was Kanaan because,
No, he
he's
was born in
roughly that age.
1974.
Okay,
Yeah.
how the hell am I supposed to know that?
Because you have to memorize dates. No, just kidding.
I have a multi-page to-do list just for today, so
Hey,
I
so do
definitely.
I, but this is what my brain decides to do instead.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, you're like, what year was Tony Kanaan born in?
I think he might have been born in December as well, actually.
I don't know these people's ages. Like,
Hi, listeners. We wanted to take a moment to tell you about another podcast from Evergreen Podcasts and Sound Talent Media called Pit Lane Parlay. Pit Lane Parlay is the go-to podcast for IndyCar and motorsports-related news. Each episode, we discuss things like our favorite drivers, news clips from the last week, and generally giving each other a hard time about predictions we've made in the past and/or life stories that have come up recently. We really have a lot of fun with it and really enjoy each other's company, and we hope you can come join us too. Join Pit Lane Parlay by following us on your favorite podcast today.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the world of outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammer Down Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.
This guy does not look 43, in my opinion.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. Tony was born on December 31st, 1974.
Yeah, see?
Damn it, I could have done him.
Oh, Ryan Hunter-Reay. Okay.
Yes, nailed it.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? He does not look 43. He was with Ed Carpenter last year. I don't think he's doing anything else.
I was thinking about it, and as soon as you said it, I was thinking who else it was, because it would be Pagano, because Pagano, like, recently kind of, you know, has this deal happening. And then I was thinking, I'm like, okay, well, it's definitely not TK, because TK, because I knew how old he was. It didn't add up. But then as soon as I guessed it, I was like, Hunter-Reay. But I was like, I don't want to say Hunter-Reay because I don't actually know his age. So I Googled his age. It said 43. And then as soon as I Googled it, I saw your text. So I was like, okay, yeah, it is Hunter-Reay.
Yeah, isn't his wife Robbie Gordon's sister?
I think so.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys a question about Joseph because he's also born in December, but I feel like that was going to be too obvious.
When you first said it, because then I just heard 500 winner once, and then I was like, oh, well, it's Newgarden. But then I was like, oh, wait, no, not a 1980, though. Jeez.
He was born in 1990. I looked up Newgarden. Do you know what his middle name is, by the way?
Washboard Abs.
Yeah.
Is it like something like crazy name?
Yeah, it's Nikolai.
Nikolai, wow. My middle name is actually Joseph, but spelled the other way.
Okay, so not with an F, with a PH.
Yes.
Fair. Well, yeah. Frenchie, do you have anything else?
No, those are my five questions. Okay. I didn't want to make you guys think any harder than that.
Listen, yeah, that was a lot.
Tough for me. That was really a hard.
Hopefully the listeners got some of those as they were playing along. Maybe, maybe not.
They probably got all of them right. It's just for me, you gotta stick within a short window of history of like from 2001 to 2023. Anything that I've seen, then I would know. But
okay, then next year, that's my plan. At the end of next year,
Do that just so I can actually have a chance, because even that is still going to be tough for me, but I'll have a chance to do that.
I'm trying to think. Wait, so yeah, but Ron Dennis was still the owner of McLaren while you were alive. Dario Franchitti was still around. Ryan Hunter-Reay. So those were like kind of in your era, but they started way before that.
Yes, but Hunter-Reay, that was a good one. That one took a minute. But yeah, that was a good one.
Is that one you had? You know, there's a lot of drivers who are a decent amount of drivers who are right around that age that was throwing me off.
Yeah. No, it was a good one, especially because you said it was like a recent driver, and then Hunter-Reay kind of goes a bit under the radar when you think of that. So yeah. I was just like,
And he could be 500 only, right? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Cause he kind of did like the halfway season switch, you know? So it's like, you kind of goes under the radar on that thought, but.
When you said he has spent most of his career with one team and recently switched, that threw me off because I was like, okay, my TK guess is definitely not correct now. And like David said, because Hunter-Reay switched halfway through last year, that threw me off because I almost like forgot that he raced. No offense to him or Ed Carpenter, it just kind of wasn't particularly relevant in my mind on December 21st.
Well, Connor Daly also was born in September or December, and I was going to do a hint about him, but that was even harder because he's driven for like every team and has not had many full seasons. He's shared rides most of the time. So it's like, I don't know what to say.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
You could have said that. He's driven for almost every team.
you're not wrong. What teams hasn't he driven for? Penske. Ganassi.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Has he driven for? Yeah, the 500 and a couple races in.
Did he drive for Arrow?
Yeah.
He filled in for Marcus a couple times when Marcus was injured, or Hinch maybe.
I think both. I think he filled in for both. when Marcus had to go do F1 reserve stuff in 2018.
Oh yeah, that was so dumb with Sauber.
Yeah.
Wait, let's see. Hold on. I'm looking up all the teams he's driven for.
He drove for Coyne. He drove for Foyt.
Yep.
He drove for Arrow. He
Ed Carpenter.
Drove for ECR.
Oh, he drove for Schmidt-Peterson. So I guess that kind of counts.
Yeah.
It counts.
Andretti, yeah, you're right. And Carlin.
That's crazy.
And Meyershank and Ray Hall now. So yeah, it's really...
Wow, he's been everywhere.
Just, I think, what you said.
Penske
Andretti. Was he? He drove for Juncos in like the lower ladder series, right? Like in.
Oh, he drove for Harding Racing
2000 or something
in Toronto, or at least in Toronto, or part of that year before
Harding is. Well, I guess
I'm saying like before George Steinbrenner was really involved with them.
What is Dale Coyne Racing with Tom Burns Racing? I don't even remember that.
That was the 500, the year he had the like fighter pilot looking car livery.
Oh, okay.
That was another one of those like Tom Burns Racing was like, you know, we're going to have our own full season entry next year that like never was heard from ever again. I don't even know who Tom Burns is.
Apparently Bob Lazier, I guess, was. Oh, he's an Indianapolis-based property developer, Tom Burns. Shout out Tom Burns.
Go Tom. All right. Well, David, I hope you have a lovely holiday. And Frenchie, I hope you have a nice holiday.
Oh, mine's only nice, not lovely. What the hell, man?
I almost started using curse words, and then I remembered I don't feel like editing this because I need to get packing. So everybody listening, hope you enjoy trivia and have a happy holiday.
Yeah, happy holidays to everybody. And hopefully you guys are a lot better at trivia
than either of us.
That was pretty sad.
This is why I like Frenchie leading trivia, because if it was like me against Frenchie or like Frenchie against you, like it would be it would be 7-0 and or 5-0, and he would answer every question in like 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
I don't think I would have gotten the Bobby Unser or Dario ones. I had no idea Dario was ever a guest on some NBC sitcom.
Was the hardest one. That one was really.
You
like,
started with the hardest one.
Like that was an irrelevant sitcom. Apparently it ran for 4 seasons. I've never heard of it. Maybe people listening watched it, but it was from like 96 to 2000. It ran.
With
Brooke Shields as the lead actress, who like doesn't even, I don't think, act anymore.
Couldn't tell you. I don't watch
and
a lot
Kathy
of TV.
Griffin.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy holidays.
Go find that for the holidays.
Go find that. Go watch it and report back to us what you think of it. Okay.
Hey there, Cyber Wanderers. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by NordVPN, the digital guardian angel that keeps your online ventures safe and sound. Imagine a magical cloak of invisibility for your internet travels. That's NordVPN in a nutshell. It's like having a secret passage to the internet's enchanted forest. Go to nordvpn.com/parlay and you'll get 4 free months added on to your 2-year plan. NordVPN not only shields your online presence, but also lets you teleport to any corner of the globe. Say goodbye to digital borders and hello to a world where the internet is your playground. I've recently used NordVPN to connect to servers across the world. It was like I had a virtual passport stamped with digital adventures. And here's the cherry on top, guys. NordVPN is as user-friendly as a wizard's spell. A single click, and wow, you're connected. Plus, their servers are so fast. It's like having a magical steed racing through the online realm. NordVPN is all about keeping secrets, too. Your online activities remain as mysterious as a well-kept spellbook. They've got strict no-logs policies, and their customer support is like having a team of digital wizards at your beck and call. Ready for the magic words? Head to nordvpn.com/parlay, and you'll get 4 free months added on to your 2-year plan. And as always, there is a wonderful 30-day money-back guarantee if things don't work out. Big thanks to NordVPN for adding a touch of magic to our podcast. Now let's get back to the show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.